Let's go to Seoul in South Korea now, where earlier today the parliament voted overwhelmingly to impeach President Park Geun-hye. It's all a response to a corruption scandal that's enraged that nation and frozen President Park's ability to lead. The Constitutional Court now has to consider whether to remove her from office. That's a process that could take up to 6 months. Now, President Park has not indicated at this time that she'd be willing to go on her own and resign. Suki Kim is contributing editor for The New Republic and author of Without You, There Is No Us. Suki Kim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, hi.
So what's next in the process here, and is she likely to be removed?
Because the margin was so high, I mean, it was 234 for the impeachment against 56. You need 200 votes. So that's 34 votes over the limit. With that, and also, you know, another part about that is the people's reaction. You know, last weekend, there were 2.3 million people on the streets of Seoul protesting against President Park. So at this point, she can't come back. It takes about 6 months, but they think with this wide margin, they, you know, the court will decide quickly. And once that decision happens, and if she were to even step out before that, then a new election has to happen immediately after that.
So is she likely to go on her own before that? As I said before, she hasn't said she would resign now. A couple of weeks ago when the pressure was on, she suggested that she might be willing to step down on her own. It seems a little at odds.
You know, that speech actually is kind of was the fuel to the fire, because somehow it was immediately reported around the world as if she said she was resigning. She did say that, but she played this really manipulative card where if you translate verbatim, it sounded like she was going to resign. But what she said back then was that she is willing to resign according to the will of the parliament. The parliament only has one thing they can do, which is an impeach the president, which was already being brought up. So all she could do, according to the will of the parliament, is to be fired from her job. But she put it in this way, willing to resign business. And that really angered people, because she still was not saying that she was at fault for anything. In that speech also, she made sure to say she was not guilty for anything herself. She was only guilty for people around her mismanaging them. That's putting blame on everyone else. So that speech, which somehow looked apologetic, if you translate it, was actually the most offensive speech she could have given to the people. And in reaction to that, people really, before that was 1 million. It was now over 2 million people on the street last weekend. And that totally changed the things, because no one thought it was going to be this much margin at the impeachment votes.
And so now there's just a great deal of uncertainty in Seoul, isn't there? Not only the impeachment of South Korea's own president, but South Korea diplomatically has been extremely nervous about political transitions in the United States. Donald Trump's comments about South Korea and Japan and their alliance in nuclear weapons in the region and China, it's got a lot of South Koreans on edge. It's just coming at them from all angles here.
It's fascinating. I feel like, you know, everything is so uncertain and there must be something in the stars. What's going on with the United States? And now suddenly we have the first ever history. You know, it looks like the impeachment, there's no way really she can come back from this. Then the first president in history to be impeached in South Korea. You know, oddly enough, the one really would be laughing at this and celebrating is North Korea. Because traditionally, the left, which will now take over in South Korea, has been pro-North Korea. And North Korea all along preferred Trump as a candidate. So, you know, they are sort of a double win for North Korea right now.
Suki Kim, contributing editor at The New Republic. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.